kind of cheese did you get from Flabber? Did you ever get any?
Didn't get no cheese. We got butter.
Oh, that's what came.
Mm-hmm. Butter.
Okay, what do you do to the milk the first thing after you get it?
From the cow?
Uh-huh.
Well, you take it in the house and strain it. Strain it and get all the... if some dirt or something should get in it while you're milking, that this strainer is supposed to catch you all the particles.
Oh.
And Granny always had a clean cloth that she strained her milk through before she put it in, fold it up into the pitchers or the jars.
Yeah. How about something that's baked in a deep dish with apples and a crust on top?
Oh, that is apple roll. And I can eat my weight in it. Apple roll with a little butter on top of it, or maybe some vanilla ice cream.
Apple roll?
Apple, old-fashioned apple cobbler, they call it.
Uh-huh.
And you make peach cobbler the same way.
Mm.
Just like an apple cobbler.
Mm.
And they are delicious. And my wife can bake the best.
Really?
She can bake the best.
Mm. That sounds so good. Someone has a good appetite, and you say, he sure likes to put away his...
Good food. He likes to eat.
What do you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg, and you pour it over a pie?
Oh, that's the milk and sugar, that's
uh-huh.
the topping.
All right.
The meringue.
Mm-hmm.
Pie meringue.
Okay. And food that's taken between regular meals, you call it a...
Snack. That's the secret of the American people. They eat too many snacks.
Uh-huh.
The reason they weigh so much.
Oh, boy. They hit the spot. What do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
And you drink it from a...
Oh, you can drink it from a glass or from a gourd. Have you ever drank water from a gourd?
No, and I've seen it done.
How about spring water in a gourd when you're real thirsty, hot and thirsty?
I've had it like this.
Oh.
In my hands, but not
but
with a gourd.
Grandpa used to have an old gourd, you know, out in the country. They,
mm-hmm.
they grow gourds.
Yeah.
And he'd make him a dipper out of a gourd. And he kept an old gourd at the spring down in the pasture all the time. And when we kids would be playing and hot, we'd go by and get us a drink of water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds good. It sounds so country and fresh. Mm. When dinner is on the table and the family's sitting around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
All right, let's have the blessing.
Okay, and come on and...
Join in.
All right.
Help yourself.
Okay, and you before you did that, you tell them to have a
seat
or sit down.
Sit down.
All right.
First, they better have their hands and face washed.
Good idea.
Grandpa wouldn't let you come to the table dirty.
Well,
he made you wash your face and hands before you came to the table.
Well, look at you.
And
there.
He wouldn't let you touch a thing until the blessing was said.
Uh huh. That sounds. If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say, go on and...
Help yourself.
So he went ahead and...
Helped himself.
And, let's see, if you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't
care for that, or I'm not too fond of that.
If food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it's...
Leftovers.